Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, and we're going to take your calls this hour. Ben, 2026 rolling along. Fast year last year, wasn't it?
I'm telling you, man, every year's faster than the last. It's crazy, George. You know, this is our 12th year. 12th year on Coast to Coast.
Where does the time go?
I was a young man. I was a young man when we started. Holy cow. What is going on, George? That's why it's so important to take care of your health now, because it goes by so fast. You know, I volunteer in nursing homes and hospice, and I see folks who are not much older than me, man, and they are, they're not doing well, and it's because they didn't take care of themselves. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening out there, you don't want that to be you. It's not too late to change. It's not too late to make health a priority in your life. And now, as we begin 2026, is a perfect time to start.
It's not rocket science.
It really isn't, George. That's the funny thing. They want you to think it's all complicated, but it's not. It's what you eat. It's how you supplement. It's breathing. It's moving your body a little bit, getting enough rest, praising God. As I say, spirituality and mental and emotional strategies are extremely important. It's just little things. They want us to think it's complicated, and they want us to think that our bodies are just doomed to deteriorate and fall apart, and sickness is part of being alive. It's not true. It's a lie. And I'm telling you, I've seen the reversals that I've seen when people get on a nutritional supplement program are so astounding that you think that they were miracles, but they're not. They're just the way the body works. The body wants to be healthy, and all we have to do is give it the raw materials that it needs to do its work. And that's why we talk about nutritional supplementation, and that's what Longevity is all about. And by the way, if you find this interesting, if you're listening to out there and you find this interesting, we want to sign you up. We want you to be a distributor. We want you to help people, and we can teach you how to use nutritional supplements to help your friends, your family, your neighbors, strangers, in order to change the world one patient at a time using nutritional supplementation and the lifestyle strategies that we talk about at Longevity.
All right, let's go to the phones west of the Rockies. Jim is with us in Sacramento, California. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, George. Thank you. Hi, Ben.
Hi there.
Hi. A few years ago, this physicist and his team in Columbia University in New York City discovered a new frequency of ultraviolet light. It's called a far UVC light, and it operates at 222 nanometers, and it kills every kind of virus from COVID to SARS to measles to bird flu. But it doesn't penetrate the skin or the eyes of humans and animals. So it's
That's
safe
true.
To be used with people. I was
yep.
wondering, have you heard of it? And why
yeah.
isn't it being used in classrooms and offices, medical facilities, airlines, cruise ships, any place in enclosed areas?
You know, it's used a little bit in hospitals, I know. But it should be used a lot more. You're absolutely correct. It's around 222 nanometers, and it's very efficient at killing pathogens. It works at the level of the DNA. And by the way, it also works in the coronavirus. I don't know if you know that, as well as influenza and MRSA, the flesh-eating bacteria. And it's completely non-toxic. It does not penetrate through the skin, as you mentioned. It's a very narrow spectrum, and it should be used a lot more than it is, although I do know that it is used in hospitals and in some businesses as well, but nowhere near it's not used anywhere near as much as it should or could be used.
Ben, did you know a virus is not alive?
That is so funny you say that, George. A virus is not alive. It's a piece of information. That's exactly right. When that whole virus thing was happening a few, 4 or 5 years ago, I asked my mom. You know, my mom is 92 years old now, and she doesn't know much about chemistry or biology. I wanted to know what she thought a virus was, and she couldn't tell me. She thought it was a creature. And that's what most people think. It's a creature. It's not. It's a little piece of information. And that little piece of information incorporates itself into our information, which is our DNA. And then it basically hijacks our DNA so that it can make copies of itself, and then when it makes enough copies of itself, it explodes the cell that it's in, and it spreads and does the same thing to other cells. All it is a little piece of information. And by the way, viruses play a very important role in evolution, because by inserting themselves into genetic material, they actually cause mutations that can be beneficial. And there's a very important role for viruses in terms of how the body and how life changes, how life evolves. And they're also particles in the body that are similar to viruses and that may very well be viruses that the body uses to transform itself. So viruses are very interesting I don't even know what to call them. They're just little pieces of information, sort of like a virus in your computer. You know, viruses in your computer is the same thing. It's a little piece of information that hijacks.
They're chunks of DNA, aren't they?
That's all it is. It's just a little chunk of DNA or sometimes RNA, and it just incorporates itself into your DNA. And that they're not alive. You're absolutely correct. They're just little pieces of information. And that's why you can't kill them. That's the problem. You
know, that's right. Let's go to Joe.
Why these infections are so problematic. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Treasure Valley, Idaho. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks, Ben, for sharing your intelligence with us. We really appreciate it.
California has come
up with this law that folic acid has to be put into tortillas because to help so that birth defects don't happen as much.
Right.
So I've looked it up, and all I can find is it's a B vitamin. And I don't understand their idea behind that. I'm wondering if your experience and knowledge could help me understand folic acid and birth defects.
Yes, folic acid is, like you say, it's a B vitamin. Technically, they call it vitamin B9. And deficiencies in folic acid are associated with some severe birth defects, very severe birth defects. They call them neural tube defects, you may have heard of spina bifida. That's a classic example. And so it's so well recognized as deficiencies are so well recognized as a cause of birth defects that they're actually an important part of prenatal vitamins. And they also put them, as you say, in certain foods, in cereals and grains, breads, and now I guess in tortillas in California. But there are better forms of this folic acid. One of the better forms is something called methylfolate, and that's the kind that Youngevity uses in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. As important as folic acid is, though, and it is incredibly important, you never want to focus on one B vitamin at the expense of all the other B vitamins. You want to take them as a complex. They exist as a complex in nature. And this is one of the reasons why foods are so important, and this is one of the reasons why supplements like the Youngevity supplements are so important, because they're well balanced. You get the B1 and the B2 and the B3 and the B5 and the B6 and the B9 and the B12 and all the B vitamins together, and that's how you want to take them. That being said, folic acid plays a very important role in preventing birth defects. It's also important for red blood cell production, for cell growth, for the heart. You mentioned earlier, I heard you talking, George, about homocysteine folic acid plays a role along with vitamin B6 and B12 to lower homocysteine. And homocysteine is a problem when it comes to, it's actually a serious problem when it comes to degenerative diseases, particularly cardiovascular health. And in fact, homocysteine is much more important, much more relevant and important risk factor for heart disease than cholesterol, than the whole cholesterol thing is. And we're starting to find that out. You know, Doc and myself have been talking about this whole scam with cholesterol for years. And now it's just now starting to be recognized that are the orthodox medicine and pharmaceutical models version of cholesterol as a problem when it comes to heart disease is very, very misunderstood and overly exaggerated. And cholesterol, as it turns out, is a super important molecule in the body.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Ben, Janice in Tyler, Texas would like to know if there are any foods that eat away at cholesterol.
Speaking of cholesterol,
there you go.
The reason why cholesterol goes up is because of sugar. The main reason, sugar and insulin. Cholesterol is also a Band-Aid for weak arteries. You know, you ever notice, George, how cholesterol, you don't have cholesterol deposits in the veins. You only have it in the arteries. You ever wonder why that is? You know, the circulatory system starts in the heart and then it circles around the arteries and then goes back up again in the veins. It's a big circle. The arteries go down from the heart to the tissues and then up backwards back to the heart through the veins. But
should be everywhere, right? Everywhere.
Why is it just in the arteries? You ever wonder why? Well, I'll tell you why. The reason it's just in the arteries is because the cholesterol is a Band-Aid. and the arteries have much more pressure than the veins. So the arteries are much more susceptible to damage. And the cholesterol deposits in the arteries because the arteries are damaged. The cholesterol is a repair mechanism. And so when you have elevated cholesterol, A, you've got a blood sugar problem and you have an elevated insulin problem. And B, the cholesterol blockages are depositing in the arteries because your arteries are weak. And how do you repair your arteries? With nutrition and by cleaning the blood. Get on the healthy blood sugar, or healthy heart, brain and heart pack. Build the arteries, strengthen the connective tissue. And this is what I'm telling you. Our medical model, our pharmacomedical model, has it all wrong. And we are suffering for that. And it's not all their fault. It's because we don't really understand how our bodies work. And nobody's telling us that. So you know what the word doctor means, George, in Latin? It means teacher. A doctor is supposed to be a teacher. It comes from docere, the Latin word docere, which means to educate, like a doctrine. A doctor should be teaching us, not fixing us. The body can fix itself. We need the information. And that's what we're not getting from the medical model, but that's what the folks listening to this program are getting.
Well, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, that toll-free number where he's got a staff right there taking notes right now, 1-855-949-7234. They'll take your calls now. 1-855-949-RADIO. We go next to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington, on the wild card line. Hello, Wayne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, Wayne.
George and pharmacist Ben. First off, I got to give a shout out to our friends out there in Denver, Colorado, the Millennial, Cornelius, of course, in Alexandria, Louisiana, and remembering Martha Poole and Brother Barry. And my shout out to him is, oh, buddy, old Palo, friend of mine.
Yeah.
He was a great guy. He really was. So anyway, tonight I wanted to bring up the miracle of acids, amino acids. Last year, I hadn't been sick in 50 years. Last year, I got hit with pneumonia. Of course, I went to the hospital for that, and I got good medication. But along with that, I took a subtle cysteine, NAC. And then I got hit with the COVID. And I got the COVID medication, the Paxlovid, read the instructions, scared the you-know-what out of me, and said, no way, I'm just going to treat it with lots of vitamins and the acetylcysteine. And that kicked it out. It worked. So, Ben, if you could, and also on the DMSO thing, 50 years ago, almost to the day, I got on a trial basis with the doctor at the hospital in Portland, Oregon, Dr. Jacobs, who was the originator on trials with DMSO. And I loved it. He saw how much pain I was in because I had just broken my back the year before. I was still wearing a short body cast. And he gave me a quart of it. I took it home. It was working wonders. But my wife said, I'm going to leave you if you don't quit using it because it makes you smell like garlic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
Does it still do that, by the way?
Oh, yeah, the sulfur. The sulfur does make it smells like garlic, but it's it's an incredibly valuable therapeutic aid. And again, as I said earlier, it's completely non-toxic, which is amazing for something that's that versatile and that therapeutically valuable. N-acetylcysteine, you're speaking to my heart, man. I have been in love with that molecule since my pharmacy school days. You know, N-acetylcysteine is a supplement. You could buy it in the health food store. Youngevity's got several products with N-acetylcysteine in it. But it's so potent that it's kept in emergency rooms as a life-saving antidote for Tylenol poisoning. Tylenol, you were talking about earlier, we were talking about OTC drugs and their toxicity. Well, acetaminophen or Tylenol, the brand name is Tylenol. Acetaminophen is the generic name, depletes of the body, the liver of its major, most important detoxifying molecule, something called glutathione. We haven't talked about that one, but man, is that fabulous, glutathione. You can make your own glutathione by getting on the TMR shake from Youngevity. TMR shake is fabulous protein shake that Youngevity has. And acetylcysteine helps the body make glutathione. And it's so important that it's kept in emergency rooms. And it's the same stuff that you could buy at the health food store or you could get from some of the longevity products. NAC is also a very potent mucolytic. It helps break up mucus in the lungs and the sinuses. It's been used to treat bronchitis and COPD. And in fact, it's in a drug called Mucomist, which they use for cystic fibrosis. This is the same supplement that you can get when you buy your longevity supplements. NAC is also very important for folks who are using benzoyl peroxide for acne. It can help mitigate some of the toxicity associated with benzoyl peroxide, which is a major one of the most important topical drugs for treating blemishes and for treating acne. NAC is important for the nervous system and for the brain. NAC has even been used to treat addictive disorders for folks who have gambling addiction, unbelievable, or have OCD issues. This is an amazing, amazing supplement. And once again, it is completely 100% non-toxic. You get all of these wonderful, wonderful benefits with no toxicity. I'm in love with NAC. If I had to pick my favorite supplement, that would be on the short list for sure.
We're taking your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll do it after the break as well. Again, that toll-free number to call where he has an incredible staff behind him, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, what has been the most favorable thing you've done in your career that you're proud of yourself about?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I'll tell you, probably if I had to pick one thing, it would be a product that I developed for a helicopter pilot who crashed into a forest fire and got third-degree burns. He had very, very serious burns. And I made him this cream that worked so well, his insurance company ended up paying for it. It became one of my most important products, which, you know, I'm in the skincare business. I make Truth Treatments, truthtreatments.com. This product, Omega 6 Healing Cream, it worked so well for this guy, Jeff, who's the helicopter pilot. His insurance company ended up paying for it, and it healed his skin up incredibly. And I would have to say that gives me the most gratification of anything that I've done in my career.
Well, keep doing what you do, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We've got Dr. Randy Shannon coming on in a couple weeks after
you. Randy's wonderful. Randy's wonderful.
She's also on in our news segment tomorrow night talking about the vaccines, which the CDC is backing down on. What do you think of that?
I know. What do you think of that, Georgie? Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's primarily because of Robert Kennedy Jr.
I know. And I myself and a whole bunch of people got kicked off of social media a few years ago when we were talking about the stuff that now is now they're starting to recognize we were all right. I think I did an interview with you, and we both got kicked off of YouTube or something, George.
But they put me back on.
Yeah, they didn't put me back on. That's right.
All right. We're going to take a short break with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, again, from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website often. Take down some notes, and you can send them emails through that website as well. But we'll be back with final calls in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. And welcome back. George Norrie along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, that toll-free number to call at any time. Call them tomorrow if you want. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We go east of the Rockies. Marlene is with us in Rutland, Vermont. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, George.
Good to have you with us.
And hi, Ben. I have gout really bad. In fact, I'm like the poster child because every time I go into the hospital because I'd lose my ability to walk or use my hands, they come in and look at how bad it is. And it's like some of it, they could have aspirated or removed some of it, but they won't do that. The allopurinol and the colchicine just take forever. I was in the nursing home for 3 months. I had my tangy tangerine with me, and they're like, well, maybe your problem is taking that. I said, oh, no, you're not going to put that on me.
Oh, no.
You're not going to be. And I was like, oh, no, you don't.
That's great. Thank you, Marley, for understanding that. You know, that's one of the oldest diseases there is gout. The disease
Explain
of
what
kings.
It is. Explain
yeah,
what that is.
It's a form of arthritis, actually. It's an inflammatory arthritis. It's caused by excess crystals of uric acid in the blood. They call it the disease of kings because it's associated with good eating, not good eating, but abundant eating, let's say. Sugary foods, carbohydrate foods, fructose is especially problematic. That's fruit sugar. And it can be excruciating pain, as you know, Marlene, I'm sure. You basically have little crystals, little microscopic needles, crystal needles in your joints. The big toe is usually where you have it, but you can have it anywhere, any joints. But the big toe is classically where you have it. It really can be unbearable. But basically, it's an eating issue, and you control it by food, as with most things. So what you want to do, ma'am, is you want to treat yourself like a diabetic, get yourself on the healthy blood sugar hack, and start to restrict your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates. And fructose can be especially problematic. There's also a role for gut bacteria. There's a condition called SIBO, which you and I have talked about before, George, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which is associated with blood sugar problems. One of Youngevity's most important products is something called I-26. And anybody who's dealing with a gastrointestinal problem, or and gout being partially a gastrointestinal problem, should be on this I-26. It's almost like a miracle for treating not just GI problems, gastrointestinal problems, but also immune problems that are secondary to gastrointestinal issues like autoimmune diseases, and also for Marlene, gout. So I would be getting on the I-26, and I'd be treating myself like a diabetic with a healthy blood sugar pack, the sweeties. You might want to throw in the ultimate niacin into the mix. Of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine you're already taking. And then restrict your intake as best as you can of the fast-burning sugars and carbohydrates, and that includes fructose and high-fructose corn syrup.
And we take texts and tweets, and Tom has a final one for you. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, Clarissa in Washington, D.C. wants to know the best way to clean your inner ears.
Clean your inner ears. You mean your ear, not your inner ear, probably, right? Did she say inner ears?
Inner ears.
You're talking about cleaning. Yeah, you're not going to clean the inner ear, but you're going to, the best way to clean the ear, what you don't want to necessarily do is use a Q-tip. Because that can drive things in. You really want to be very careful.
And you can puncture your eardrum.
And if you don't do it right, you can puncture your eardrum. Absolutely. And that's what most people do. I would use softening eardrops. There's a product you can get in the drugstore. Debrox is one of them that will soften wax. And there's also some, I don't know if you ever heard of candling. Have you ever heard of ear candling, George?
I've heard of that.
You actually melt candle wax into your ears, and then you kind of let the wax harden and you pull it out. I've never done it. I don't know much about it, but I know people do it. Irrigation and debrox are probably the best way to do it. You can use mineral oil, olive oil, hydrogen peroxide, diluted hydrogen peroxide in your ear. You put it in your ear, put a few drops of, say, hydrogen peroxide or maybe mineral oil in your ear, then lie on your side and kind of stay still for a few minutes and let it drain out. And that's do it once a day for a week or so.
Well, you can also go to an audiologist.
Absolutely. Or even an ER sometimes. You know, sometimes chunks of wax will get caught, will go deep into the ear, and you'll end up, you won't be able to hear. You have to go to an ER to get that done. But yes, an audiologist can clear your ears as well. Irrigation, general irrigation is just good to do regularly, as long as you don't have severe ear pain or problems with like an ear surgery or an infection. You can just do gentle irrigation with a syringe. In warm water and kind of just gently flush out the wax and sort of tilt your head and let the water and wax drain out.
Next up on the wild card line, George is with us in Miami, Florida. Hey, George.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, George.
Yes. Okay, I have a couple of questions for Ben Fuchs. My first one involves myself. I was diagnosed by a team of dermatology doctors at my local hospital as having basal cell skin cancer. Okay. And they want to give me a treatment of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And I told them that I'm really more scared of the treatment's side effects than the treatment itself. So I wanted to consult with Youngevity people. And since Ben Fuchs is here at the program, I want to check with him what he thinks of that treatment that they want to give me for that tumor.
Well, I can't really speak to your particular condition, but I can tell you a couple things about carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma. First of all, basal cell carcinoma is one of the few cancers that does not metastasize. Basal cell carcinomas grow very slowly. But the most important thing I can tell you about skin cancer, and this is something dermatologists don't recognize, it's not a skin problem. And I've been in the skin business for 45 years, George. And one of the most important things I've learned, or a lot of things, but one of the most important things I've learned is skin problems are not skin problems. Just because they show up on the skin doesn't make it a skin problem. Skin problems, like all other health problems, as we talked about earlier, begin upstream. And skin cancer is not a skin problem. It's a cancer problem. And a cancer is caused, they'll tell you they don't know what causes it. I'm going to tell you what causes it right now. It's caused by cell duress. When a cell is under duress, it does what the only thing it knows how to do, which is grow and divide. And growth and division are a coping mechanism for a cell that has been starved and suffocated and toxic for so long that it's just reverting back in evolution to becoming like a bacteria, which is what all cells originally were. So you want to treat skin cancer as a sign that the body is malnourished, low oxygen, and toxic, and don't think of it as a skin problem because it'll come back. They'll take the carcinoma out. They do it all the time. They come back because if you don't change the condition that causes the problem doesn't go away.
I recommend, though, that George does the radiation and chemo.
You pretty much have to do it if you have it. I agree with you. But what you want to do while you're doing that or after you're doing that is make sure you take care of the body internally so it doesn't come back.
Exactly.
You know, cancers come back. They never cure cancer. They give you a 5 year. They say a 5 year survival rate, and they treat that as a cure because they come back. And
remission.
They come back.
Remission.
Yeah,
right.
They call it remission. But the reason, George, they come back is because you haven't taken care of the problem that caused it in the first place. Just getting rid of the tumor, and I do, like George says, I do suggest that you have it removed. But that's you need to take care of the milieu, the soil that the unpleasant plant is growing in. And that involves getting on a nutritional supplement program. I would get on the Healthy Start Pack stat, as in immediately. You might also want to try a couple products that Youngevity has that's specific for the immune system called Restart Your Life, which contains some anti-cancer nutritional supplements. You may want to throw those in as well. And then, of course, digestive health issues are very important to control, too, because of the toxicity that gets into the bloodstream. But cancer, obviously, is a horrible diagnosis, should always be regarded as a sign that the cells, i.e. the body itself, is under duress. And yes, George, you're right. You get rid of the tumor, but you got to take care of the condition that gave rise to the tumor. Otherwise, the odds are very good your cancer will come back.
Don't you believe in my theory, Ben, that all of us have cancer cells?
Yes,
it's just that we have an immune system that suppresses
Bingo.
It.
George, you know your stuff, buddy. That's exactly right. Cancers, everybody has cancer. They come and go. The body's immune system takes care of it. Every once in a while, and it's really rare considering you have 100 trillion cells, it's very rare that cancer actually occurs. Most of the time, the body's very good at snipping them out. There are actually enzymes, believe it or not, George, they call them scissorases. When you hear ace at the end of a word, that tells you it's an enzyme. And these enzymes called scissorases act like scissors, and they snip out the cancers. And yes, cancers come and go, and the body takes care of it most of the time. But every once in a while, one slips through, and that's when we end up with a health challenge we call cancer.
We've got another George in Sacramento, California. Hey, George, go ahead.
Hey, George.
Hey, Ben, it's good to hear that you're a believer. You know, I'm a deacon and an ordained minister here in Sacramento, and you spoke on the Holy Spirit. You know, that's it. We don't get depression at our church, and most people don't understand. They claim Christianity, but they've never Luke 11-13 asked God to fill them with the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
George,
beautiful.
And I called you once before, me and Cornelius, I think we had talked on this. Can I give a phone number? It's just a recording on how to receive Christ, how to repent. You know, Nicodemus asked Jesus, what is this thing about being born again?
Yeah, I love
and
that.
He said,
I love that.
Be born of the water and the Spirit. We walk you through. We walk you through. We don't get depressed. I mean, it's such a joy to be, you know, 2026 is awesome. 2025 was awesome.
I'll let you give a website first, George, not a number. The reason why we don't give out phone numbers on the air from people is because a lot of folks at home take it down the wrong way, and they end up calling some poor person who gets inundated. That's happened before, Ben.
That's pretty amusing. Yeah, George, good thinking.
So just, get a website, give it to Gina, and we'll get that out for you.
You know, you heard that George's enthusiasm in his voice, and I love that. Enthusiasm means with God and theos, and you can hear it. And when somebody is walking with God, you can hear that, and I can hear that in George's voice. Thank you for recognizing that, George. I appreciate that.
Next up, we've got Mike in Yucca Valley, California. First-time caller. Michael, go for it.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there, Ben and George. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a
three-year
listener and a first-time caller. So I got through the first time, was lucky.
Perfect.
I have a stage 4 kidney failure.
Mm.
And I'm also on insulin because I'm stage 1 diabetic or type 1 diabetic. So I was wondering, do you have anything
Absolutely.
In your arsenal for stage 4 kidney failure?
Is it just one kidney for you, Mike, that's failed, or both?
I only have one kidney. I have two, but one of them so small it doesn't work.
Ah.
And, yeah.
All right, Ben, in the time remaining, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you say type 1 diabetes? I think he said type 1 diabetes.
I am now. Yeah, I was type 2 diabetes. I was taking.
Now you're type 1. Yeah, see, I can tell you. Yeah, you definitely have a digestive thing going on. You haven't mentioned that, but 100% you got some digestive issues there. Treat kidney disease, and stage 4 kidney disease is serious. It's not end stage, but it is definitely serious. Treat kidney disease as a blood sugar problem. The kidneys filter the blood. When the sugar, when the sugar is not controlled, blood sugar concentration rises. It damages the capillaries in the kidneys, the very small capillaries in the kidneys, and that's what kidney disease is about. And diabetes and kidney disease go hand in hand. Usually, when you have diabetes, you also have a digestive health issue, but especially when you have type 1 diabetes. So, number one, work on your digestive health. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Of course, that's the beginnings of everything, but also the I-26 that we mentioned earlier. You might want to throw in the Ultimate Enzymes and then get yourself on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. And by the way, everybody with kidney disease, and there's a lot of folks with kidney disease, should be on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. You want to regard kidney problems as blood sugar problems primarily. And as I say, stage 4 is not end stage, but it's very, very serious, and you want to take it seriously.
Ben, we've got a minute left. Take that minute and tell folks about what they should be doing in 2026.
Get on the Healthy Start Pack. At the very least, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It is almost like a miracle. When you take Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you start using it, you will notice it in front of your eyes, the color come back into your skin and your energy levels rise. I used to give it to my dad when he was in the nursing home. At the very least, get on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Number one, write us at criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to make a little bit of money and you like nutrition and you like helping people, sign up as a distributor, attend our Zoom calls. I do a Daily with Doc Zoom call every Friday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I do Pharmacist Ben Bright Bites at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time every Monday night, and interact with us. We want to help you. We're here for you. That's what Longevity's pedigree from Dr. Wallach is all about. That's what our DNA is, and that's what we still are. And God bless you, George, for doing this work. It's really beautiful, and we're helping a lot of people.
That's the important thing. Thank you, Ben. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. They're there right now. They're there tomorrow. They're there the next day. 1-855-949-7234 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Rich Martini joins us as we talk about the afterlife on Coast to Coast AM.